All right, well, good morning once again. Welcome to apparently the coolest place on earth to be this morning, Village Green. Thank you, worship team, for all your work through the week and in leading us this morning. You know, I hope that nobody here takes for granted the fact that we have these teams that practice and prepare every week, and it's not just like they choose a random bunch of songs and sing them. You know, they have led us in a message this morning that we serve an unstoppable God for whom anything is possible when we place our faith and our trust in Him. They have reminded us of the message that God's love is relentless in our life. It is fierce. God pursues us with a pure, undying kind of love that this world knows nothing about. And then, as we just sung, that this love of God comes in its fullness, comes in its greatest form in Christ alone. What a wonderful message we've already been spoken to this morning. I hope it has encouraged your heart. Thank you, worship team, for all that you do. Let's carry on together and turn into God's Word, okay? Because we're into week 5 of our sermon series. Week 5, the story of my life, where we've been talking about the parables of Jesus, right? And as you've been following along, I'm sure you've rediscovered or discovered that Jesus was a master storyteller, okay? He used the power and familiarity of story to engage people's minds and their hearts to reveal to them a truth. A truth about God, a truth about the kingdom of God, and what it means to really live by faith. And today's parable is no different. Today's parable is about a man who had everything, and yet he missed out on what mattered most. It's a parable about wrong assumptions and missed opportunity. It's a parable about the deep, deep regret that comes from being too late on life's most important decision. And, you know, being late, well, that's not so much of a problem, is it? I mean, we're all late every now and again. Well, for some of you, every now and again is more like again and again, isn't it? Right? Yeah. I mean, you laugh at that, it's true. But being late isn't that bad, right? It's just being late. Well, I'll always remember when I was learning to drive a principle called the point of no return. Thank you, young drivers of Canada. You know that point when you're approaching a green light, and you come to a point before the intersection where even if it goes yellow, you're going through. But if it goes yellow before you reach that point, you have time to safely stop. It's the point of no return, right? And so you might think being late is not a big deal. But if you're late in your vehicle on the point of no return, the results can be devastating for you, for others around you. Our parable today reveals to us the devastating consequences that come from being too late on life's most important decision. So let's turn to the Bible, all right? We're in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16. So if you got your Bibles, or as always, if you have your smartphones, pull it up on your device, or you can follow along here on the screen. I'm reading from the New Living Translation, okay? And we're going to start, it's chapter 16, we're going to start at verse 19, and we'll go through in little chunks here, okay? So, here it is. Jesus said, "There was a certain rich man who was splendidly clothed in purple and fine linen and who lived each day in luxury. At his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus who was covered with sores. As Lazarus lay there longing for scraps from the rich man's table, the dogs would come and lick his open wounds." Ugh. Okay. This is a parable that is obviously contrasting two very different characters, okay? The first is this rich man, splendidly clothed in purple. In case you don't know, purple was a color of high status, of royalty. So you would wear purple if you were in the high elite, look at me, class, right? Nobody else wore purple, okay? A person of great importance, of great distinction in the community, okay? This was a guy who always dressed around town to the nines, right? He was always dressed up. Jesus even goes so far as to not only say he wore purple clothes, but he was clothed in fine linen, okay? Now, there's a little bit of humor in this because if you follow along in some of the translations from the original wording, in translation, fine linens is loosely connected to this fine Egyptian cotton, which was used to make the best undergarments. So, what Jesus is saying is that this guy lived in luxury, from the top down and everything in between and even underneath, okay? This guy, even this guy's behind lived in luxury, okay? It reminds me a bit of those, you know, bathroom tissue commercials, right, for toilet paper, right? Let's call our company Royale, you know, because you can feel like a king or a queen. You can feel like royalty when you use our product. It's toilet paper, okay? But this guy lived in luxury. He for sure used Royale, okay? He lived in luxury all of his life. This guy lived the dream, right? This guy was living the dream. It's interesting to note how little things have changed over the years, because living the dream still means being able to have what you want, when you want, doesn't matter, right? This guy has it all. But then there's this contrast of the second character in the parable, this poor man covered in sores, obviously has physical disablement too. He lays on a mat, right, at the gateway of this rich man's house. He has nothing, and he begs for just scraps that may come from this guy's table, because you know he's got scraps, okay? But he doesn't get any of the rich man's excess. All he gets by the way of help or comfort, if you can call it that, is some dogs that come up to him and lick his open wounds, right? Oh, do you know where that tongue has been? Right? Now, people say there's medicinal, you know, the lick of a dog can heal, right? Whatever you believe, doesn't matter. Here's these dogs. This is all he gets. And ironically, these dogs were actually probably the rich man's dogs, his security dogs. They didn't have pets in the day. They were working animals, but they would have guarded his property. And as they came around to the gates, they would have, you know, seen and helped and licked this guy's wounds. And for all we can imagine, these dogs were probably the ones who actually got the scraps from the rich man's table. This guy is living a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. It's very clear these two live very different lives. One of them seems to have it all, the other seemingly has absolutely nothing, okay? Now, the interesting thing to note is that in this parable, the poor man is given a name, Lazarus. It's actually the only parable in the entire Bible where Jesus gives somebody a name. It's sometimes just the father, the elder son, a rich man, a poor man. But in this instance, the one instance in all of Scripture, Jesus gives this guy a name, and his name is Lazarus. Lazarus means the one who God helps. The meaning of the name Lazarus is the one whom God helps. And yet, by all appearances of the parable so far, it would appear as if it's the rich man that God is helping. He's got it all. And this guy that lays at the gate and the dogs lick his wounds, he's got nothing. God's not helping him. What's going on? Okay, let's continue, okay? We're picking it up at verse 22. Finally, the poor man died.